Michael Skuse, the acting undersecretary for the Farm and Foreign Agricultural Service.
And you just went on a mission to China. Tell us about that.
We took a trade mission to China. The trade mission was from the 23rd of March through the 28th. It's the largest trade mission that the United States has ever taken to any country for agriculture. We took just a whole host of companies that supply different types of products, from seafood, wine, equipment, animal feed, forestry products, fruits and vegetables, food ingredients. So it ran the whole gamut of agricultural products.
All right. If there's a negative for agriculture, U.S. agriculture in this, what is it, and what are the best positives?
I think if there's a negative for agriculture in China, I think it's access for some of the products that we are wanting to get into the Chinese market. We continue to work with the government to try to open up markets for additional agricultural products from the United States. A couple examples would be beef, apples, pears, forestry products from Virginia and North Carolina. That would be the downside, where we're having to continue to negotiate to get these products in. The positive is the fact that China has a tremendously fast-growing economy. Their middle class is growing by leaps and bounds. There's a tremendous opportunity for us to continue to sell large amounts of soybeans, cotton, corn, as well as pork products. And the demand in the future, we believe, is going to continue to grow. If you look at 60% of all the soybeans that are exported today go to China, and China gets one-third of the U.S. Cotton crop. So we anticipate those markets continuing to grow.
Who went with you on this mission, and were deals struck?
There were 39 different companies. We took 39 companies. We also opened a U.S. Food Pavilion at the Food Ingredients China Show in Shanghai. There were 38 additional companies at that food show. And we also took seven departments of agriculture, representatives from seven state departments of agriculture with us. And we also had four secretaries or commissioners of agriculture that went with us, Doug Goring from North Dakota, Walt Bones from South Dakota, Jim Reese, secretary from Oklahoma, and Bill Northey, who is the secretary of agriculture for the state of Iowa, who also happens to be the president of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. So we had seven departments of agriculture represented as well on this trade mission.
Okay, and as far as striking deals?
Yes, there were deals struck, and I don't have an exact number, but in talking to the companies, they were all extremely happy with the business-to-business meetings that we provided in both the city of Chengdu as well as Shanghai, and we understand that the sales so far, and they're going to continue to add up, but right now we know that the sales are in the millions of dollars.
Did you get the sense that China is keenly aware of the importance of trade with the United States?
Oh, most definitely. In the government-to-government meetings that Ambassador Siddiqui and Deputy Undersecretary Darcy Vedder and I had at the end of this trade mission on the 29th and 30th, they fully understand the importance of this relationship that the two countries have and the need for this relationship to continue to grow for both countries. So they understand the importance of our agricultural products to China and vice versa.